Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Although you see no water for miles around, we are nevertheless marooned, stranded in this nightmare called Barovia. To change metaphors, we are imprisoned. The mist that surrounds us are our prison bars, and Baron von Strahd, our warden. As far as I can tell, there's no escape except death, either his or ours.
Hector, you hear fiddling.
I start trying to call out.
There's not much love left for me. But it's just a hoarse whisper.
Oh my god, Pip. Get a good boy card.
Twing.
You hear.
What the? Duck back into our little into.
I cast light.
I think I hear.
You
Hector.
See a light.
Fucking hell.
Bobbing in the darkness.
All right, like putting my head.
Elanial gets up almost immediately.
Putting my hands over my head because I know the hail is going to fucking cane. Maybe even putting my coat above my head.
I rush out
into the hail in search of Hector.
You see Hector dragging a Gogash. They're both wearing wolves.
Okay. I push past you, grab a Gogash, gesture back, go to the fire, warm up.
I help you, I grab with, yeah.
Eleni helps as well, and, well, Cribbit can't help, but all of you, there is enough room in the lean-to for all of you to be inside. You all crouch around the fire. Cribbit, almost immediately, he goes to, all right, who needs it the most? I guess he goes first to you, Hector. And then, Hector, you regain 5 hit points. I'm sorry. It's the best he can do.
I would something. Also like to, Adam, I made a...
A Gogash recovers 13 hit points.
Hey, he's at least awake.
A Gogash sits up and it's just shivering.
I bring out an agate, a rock, which I've infused with an angel feather for healing. And I think that was it. I thought, hang on, I had something else attached to it to heal more. Where was it? Sorry. Maybe I only had that. Can I just use 2 angel feathers? Will that make it more healing?
It wouldn't make it more healing. You can use water as one of the ingredients. So angel feather, were you going to use a rock, sorry, an agate?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then water can be your third ingredient.
Okay, I'll do that. All right. Bit of water from outside, angel feather, agate, hold it above my head, crush it. Have it explode over all of us.
Everyone recovers 10 hit points.
I breathe that in.
Yeah, like a dust settles over everything and everyone.
It's like rubbing my throat. Thank you very much.
That's okay. You sound fucked up.
Yeah, wolf beats my throat.
Oh, I see. Yes, I can see the bite now. That's
I gesture to the I can't heal.
No, yeah, I think you've... Oh, yeah, do you know what's happening? Oh.
I just know I don't.
I realize that it's fallen to me. Oh.
Does this one need an explanation?
Yes. Would you rather it from me or Cribbit?
No, you've seen no water.
No, not that one. Yeah, I shove your bag back into your hands. Well, yeah, so the Vistani told me. Jackson told me that there's only a finite amount of divine magic in Barovia.
Yes, because...
Have you ever seen the dwarves take a core sample of a rock? They take a core out of the middle of a rock, and in doing so they get the various levels of strata.
I would have used the a well metaphor.
Well, either way, no, it's just that whatever was in the divine strata above Barovia, I think you and possibly Yenda, who is...
Yeah, it was a hard fight. Are they... They got the bone. St. Angel's is...
Yeah, they've got the bones back.
That is good.
But the point being, I think you and Yenda have sort of sapped quite a bit of the divine energy, what little there was in Barovia. And it's, I like gesture around. Maybe I even like gesture to Cribbit's back where I assume the javelin holes are still there. Yeah, so I think it's affecting the entire realm. Yenda as well on that point.
I just like already like hands on head just, oh, fuck off. I have fucked up.
It's not your fault. I mean,
well, it is.
It's the druids, if anything. They brought you here. I mean, you are to blame.
And remember Father Lemmick? That's still something. That's still got to be done.
I know.
Man, the number of things you got to get through to get to Father Lemmick so that you can get to Strahd.
Yep.
Everybody's okay, except on the point of Yenda, in our fleeing of Valakai, she did get captured by the guard. But she's a people person. I'm sure she can talk her way out of it. The point is, let's not let it get to us for now, and let's just focus on being warm and you getting dressed. Why is it every time you stumble into my presence, you're basically naked?
Yeah. Did they take my clothes?
You'd be wearing your clothes.
Okay. I assumed you were in, like, your unmentionables.
Nah, they wouldn't have stripped you down that far. I mean, they would have done a pat down for weapons and shit. Maybe they took your coat or something like that, but your coat will be with your pack.
Did we sort the...
The watery mess is vanquished.
That is something.
Yeah.
That was a tough encounter. Good job.
Thank you.
So that means that everybody is not ensorcelled?
The devil worshippers and the churchgoers are back to normal.
Being able to summon...
Monumentally fucked up, buddy. I say, before we found you, everybody was going to sleep and we were setting a watch. Get some rest.
Yes.
And now I have to sit and watch? Okay, that's much better. Am I seeing Elaniel now for the first time?
No, you met her before, remember?
But I mean, like, Elaniel for the first time, knowing that she's here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, then, you see Elaniel.
Cool, and then I just look at her, look at Pip. You...
Yeah, we sorted it out.
If you gesture between Elaniel and Pip, if you say we sorted it out, Elaniel gives you a look that says we have not sorted anything out, but she doesn't say anything.
I was going to tell you, did you...
No, I suppose Carl's on the table. She came to me 2 nights ago after you left my room in a sort of drunken stupor, came in through my window and... I don't blame you for letting her know where I was. I get it. But it's...
I'm sorry.
No, yeah. Get some sleep.
I've done...
Cribbit begins playing a song.
I guess maybe babbling, apologizing, just I've fucked a lot of things up. And go to sleep.
You get a 8-hour short rest.
Damn it. Can I use one of my healing dice?
Yeah, sure. Of course you can.
Do you wish you'd rationed yours out like me, a genius?
Well, maybe. But then again, I'd be dead or quicker.
That's true.
Wouldn't have even gotten the arrow off.
Yeah.
Fair point.
You recover 6 hit points.
Oh, God damn it.
You're on 19.
Did Cribbit play?
Sorry. You recover 6 hit points. You're on 25.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah. Did Cribbit plays beautiful song for
us? Oh, that's
us?
Right. Yes, no, everyone recovers a little bit of extra hit points. Sorry, I got to figure out what everyone else is doing with theirs as well.
Maybe as we're like sitting around the sort of smoldering campfire, aches and like the kind of thing that just living in a world of D&D, I imagine you would just be so used to just fading away in the night, still there with us. You might not need to figure out a solution to this, buddy. I say.
Well, sword is either one of... It depends what it is. If this is a thing where she needs to recharge, then it's just a matter of not casting holy magic for a long time.
Just time.
Or if it is about belief, how hard is it to...
Convert the Barovians?
Start a major religion.
Not easy. No.
So,
least of all here in Barovia.
If everyone was assuming that it was the Morning Lord.
Yeah.
But it was actually Penia.
Okay.
It is maybe not too bad. Either this will cause more people to believe,
or we'll turn more people away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to have some interesting effect, that's for sure.
So it's, the, your strata, the core.
Yeah.
We either need to find her, I think.
I mean, I suppose such a thing is feasible. Little portions of heaven trapped as well as the material plane.
Or find something else.
How do you normally get to heaven?
Live a good life.
Yeah.
Who is the god you were praying to, Elenia?
Elenia stops, opens her eyes. She had had her rest, but she was kind of just in quiet self-meditation. Mm. While she's doing that, over the course of the night, as the sun rises on the next day, if you will, the razor hail turns back into rain.
Okay.
Yeah. It's heavy, but not as heavy as it was.
Okay.
Visibility is down, but not poor.
It's not like sheets
say.
Of water anymore. Yeah.
Is... Agogash has his little dragon chest set laid out, and he's contemplating his moves.
Yep. Okay. As an elf, does that mean her long rests are every 4 days?
No. Unfortunately, it's the same. She just doesn't need to spend as much time. She doesn't spend as much time sleeping. Yeah, is the way it works. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't actually affect the amount of time it takes her to rest.
Okay. I'll ask Elenia about her.
I speak to the guardian of the skies, she says. You... Oh, yeah, got a good book cut. Good book cut. You know, within the elven traditions, there are three deities seen as... sometimes referred to as the Arch Fae, or just simply the Old Fae, or, well, I know, actually, they've got many different names. Often they are seen as like a type of Fae, but they are also seen as an aspect of nature. There are three of them. There's the Warden of the Forests, the Warden of the Seas, and the Guardian of the Skies. The Guardian of the Skies is a deity of the dead who watches over the afterlife and is responsible for the renewal of the world. They're kind of like the life cycle god, basically.
Okay.
You know that the Guardian of the Skies has no physical form, or the elves do not believe that it is a fae with physical form. It is a fae that takes... It is just all nature, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
Or no, sorry, not all nature. Sorry, it is the life cycle itself. So when something dies and something new grows from that... That is the guardian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the guardian.
I think we were in their realm a little earlier.
You know that the Guardian of the Skies, their realm, if you will, is called Esham Amil, which is elven for the ethereal plane. They believe the ethereal plane is...
So the Esham Amil, I think we were there briefly. There's a lot of... I just trail off a bit.
She nods. It is possible for someone to travel there. I have never been, though, she says. She quite clearly does not understand what you mean by... You're implying the many people you've seen. She quite clearly does not know what you're implying.
Pip's confused by it all.
Was it
I went to heaven.
Was it pretty? like was it just was it very beautiful?
Imagine just the material realm, but everything looks like it's made out of smoke.
Okay.
If you find that idea... pretty in a way, many people could.
Yeah.
If you find that pretty, that is up to you. But that's up to you.
Okay. It's got like a sort of like a natural sort,
it's
of, beauty
sort of beauty to it.
Sure.
It was very, very beautiful. So there's, we know that there is, Penia is here. We know that the elven, the guardian of the sky is here. The werewolves were, they were also, worshipping a god.
Well, yes, but was that god actually present or just? Have you ever spoken to this guardian of the skies? I say doing my best not to sound skeptical.
None of the werewolves cast any divine magic. No. Correct.
Not that we saw.
You
cannot speak to the guardian of the skies. It does not work like that.
Okay.
You might as well speak to gravity itself.
I want to try and explain the different philosophies of like the elven gods versus like the human pantheon versus like any to Pip, maybe start to and be like, see, it's more like a nature.
Never mind.
So either way, they have power here.
Okay, well, that's great. That's someone, right?
Would I think that the Guardian of the Sky has power here, or at least some power here?
Well, the elves don't see gods the way humans see gods. The elves worship, literally, they worship forces of nature.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're thinking, Penny is looking out for me. They're like, it's like worshipping gravity.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the different, almost magic systems. Because we've also seen druids turn into, would they be getting their kind of stuff also from, the sort of nature?
You're not sure.
God.
Mm. You don't know. Oh, well. Druidic magic is complicated. It's hard to say where the magic comes from.
Mm. So, there's just a lot of different, powerful beings that are, also trapped in Barovia, so...
But who's contributing the healing, the cycle of...
Well, Penia would be contributing to the healing, and if we're draining her, we either have to recharge her, or we find an alternative.
Was that sorry?
We find an alternative.
Yes, yeah, that might be the easiest one than trying to introduce a new religion to Barovia.
All right. With that, Elainiel steps out of your little lean-to into the rain. She pulls the hood over her head again. Mm-hmm. She turns back to you and she says, I know where we are. I can lead you back to Valakai, but I will not enter it with you.
Of course, fair enough.
If you wish to go back to Valakai, she says, free your friend, perhaps?
Yeah. You and I and Gribbet, we're wanted still.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, big time.
Big time. Mm. Big time we
big
are
time wanted.
Your invisibility, Cribbit, how long does it last?
Invisibility, the spell you call invisibility, but what Grung call, not important, what Grung, it lasts for up to an hour so long as I focus on it. But I can only cast it once, normally.
Right.
Today, cannot cast at all.
I see.
That's tricky. Well, I know there are four other dragonborn in Valakai. I suppose I could try and impersonate one of them.
Well, Gorgash here, he is not wanted.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I guess Gorgash could go in. What?
With a flourish, Gorgash puts his little pawn down and then packs up his set.
Perhaps we could go to the...
Go to the outskirts. Gorgash goes in, maybe sees where... See where Yenda might be.
Yeah.
We
could probably... Before coming here, I went to the Vistani camp, kind of against my will. But I went there. They could look after us in the interim. They gave me somewhere to sleep then.
Go to the Vistani. And then perhaps we leave it in...
At least we wouldn't be in this lean-to.
Yeah, of course. Let's go there, and then we will see what else we can do. There's...
How far are we... Was there any other lake? So the lake we got, the watery mass. So was that the only lake?
That's the only lake around.
Yeah.
So is there any other bodies of water that was north
there's
of...
There's Lake Baratok, but... Oh, north? No, no. Okay. Baratok is to the west.
Okay.
Do you want to see a map? Well, you've got only Pip's map, really. So.
Yeah.
Pip's map.
Okay.
I'm saucy.
Keening is north of...
Maybe when you say Keening's name, I lock eyes with Elainiel and then look back to Hector.
Elainiel pauses at that. Keening is alive?
Apparently, yes.
So they say.
Keening is north of Barovia. It's north of Valakai, near a body of water. Is that the lake was the only one?
Perhaps. If he is alive, she seems to kind of lose herself for a moment. Perhaps not all hope is lost. That's funny.
Yeah. Hurtful.
Yeah, it's rude.
Is that the only body of water was the...
She nods. The only body of water worth talking about, at least. I mean, yes, If they speak of a body of water, there is none other they could mention.
Why don't you go back to the lake to see if there's anything there, anything that we can perhaps use?
Well, it's probably worth going back to the, at least where the watery mass was, and perhaps, seeing what we can find on those bodies. Mm. Perhaps not contributing to any possible keening talk.
All right, so is the plan to go back to Lake Sarovich?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
You return to Lake Zarevich. It is abandoned at this point. You see the direst wolf corpse has not been moved.
Mm-hmm.
The watery mass is gone. At this point, it is completely melted away. Mm-hmm. It's like it was never here. Mm-hmm.
Didn't leave an awesome froth behind.
The water could potentially be frothier than usual. You're not sure. There is still all of those boats pulled up onto the shore. You see no one out at the lake, which, Pip, you would mark as being unusual. I mean, obviously, a big event happened last night.
Yeah.
So maybe that could be affecting things. Like maybe the Valakavians are like, well, it's
probably best not to go fishing at the moment.
But it is unusual for no one to be on the lake right now.
Okay.
Oh, where are any of the fishermen, I say?
Well, it was the, there was a festival of...
Is the fisherman? Where is the fisherman?
Thank you. But there was the festival of the burning... lights?
Yeah, maybe the red.
And then the next day was the feast of the St. Andrew's feast.
Okay,
is that a particular
the kind of thing that might like?
Is that a particular thing in?
Like you were part of that parade, briefly.
Yeah,
it was the parade first, and then it was the next
the parade
day
was yesterday. Yeah,
I mean it's big celebration.
Yeah, maybe they're taking the. I mean, like I wouldn't want anything auspicious. Here in Barovia, but maybe they're
I guess
just...
you wouldn't put it past the Burgermaster to be like, attendance is mandatory.
Yeah. Maybe they're just forced to. And also, I mean, you know, would you come here after the what happened last night? Though I suppose you wouldn't know. I don't know, but it's odd. That's all.
I'll start going around the area to see if there's anything like worth picking up. Anything that has been left behind, anything of value.
Mm.
The direst wolf. Pip, the direst wolf.
Oh,
body.
Yeah.
Can you?
I like to imagine as Pip's like, it's odd, that's all. He then plunges a knife into the tire.
You get a single dose of wolf heart or direst
wolf heart. That's good.
Yeah, but that's unfortunately all.
That's all good.
You didn't roll very well. Aside from that, the group fans out and does a little searching around. You find that there is nothing of interest at the lake. If he is somewhere here, he must be further afield.
Oh, I meant like items and loot.
Oh, items and loot? No. There's like a lot of mess from last night, but unless you want like a burnt out torch. No. Yeah. Unfortunately, nothing else has really been left behind.
Okay. There's no sign of...
the direst wolf heart in my bag.
I cannot see any...
No.
I cannot see any sign of Keening. What did she say? She said, by a body of water, body of water.
Did she mention what... state he was in?
No, she just said it was north of near a body of water. Where does this
Elanial?
Where does this
crouches down?
Go to.
Puts a hand on the earth in front of her, closes her eyes, and she's just quiet for a long moment.
All right. Does this what feeds the lake?
Unnamed mountains to the north.
To the north is Mount Baratok, which you know is within, like you could see it kind of through the mists if you squint, but Mount Baratok is in the mist.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. Streams coming off Mount Baratok and others like it.
So, and they said that's where the water comes.
A nod.
I think the best option is to, well, I guess we start hiking.
I sense, Elanial speaks up, I sense a presence to the north, undead.
Oh.
She stops for a moment.
How undead?
That is a lot of undead, she says.
Is such a venture safe then in the state we're in? I like look to everyone.
She twitches once. Something fights them.
Oh no.
I think that we probably do not have the time to wait.
I don't say anything, but I'm not stopping anyone.
Do we have any other? We only have the one? No, we have several horses, yeah?
One less.
You
had one less and you didn't have enough yesterday. You have, what is it, two horses.
Mm-hmm.
So Elanial can ride with, I guess with you, Hector. Yeah. She's most comfortable riding with you. She insists on being the one riding, though. You can hold her from behind. Mm-hmm. And then...
it's me and... is it like a Go-Gash?
Does not... If that horse can't hold that many people.
Look, because we are dealing with just the horses.
Yeah.
If Gogash, you are the one, you're not wanted in Barovia. You're not wanted in Valakai. Perhaps if you can go down there and see what has happened to Yenda, maybe
Agogash nods. As the only person here who is beloved still by the people, I will go and search for Yender, yes, of course.
And if you can...
I'm sorry. He walks up to Cribbit, holds Cribbit's hand, and Cribbit looks at him like for the first time ever. Cribbit obviously understands Common, but Cribbit's not acting like he understands Common. Cribbit's somewhere else.
Yeah.
He holds Cribbit's hand and he says, I know that... that missing the love of the people will hurt you most of all, as the only one they ever actually loved from the beginning. I understand the rest of you do not know his pain.
I was so sure that Agogash was going to go and be like, I'm so sorry that I, the protagonist, will be leaving your story behind.
Yeah, I should save that for later. That's good.
And perhaps if you could... speak to Claudia at the orphanage and in Chaunce and find a place for him there. And
I will do this, my good friend.
Speak to Danica and Erwin.
Tell them the watery mess has been dealt with.
Yes. And also, here's
I will do this, of course.
A couple of... Give him, like, you know, if he's got some gold or whatever. Just for...
No, it's okay. You... I can spare it, but you could not.
Yes, just for Dog and Jeska.
Please, let it be my gift to you. I will do this, of course. Good luck to you. I fear what could happen to you without my assistance.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. Good luck.
So humble.
He scoffs. No, I need it not. But I will accept. Thank you. You are, as always, so generous with what little you have.
Agogash turns and leaves.
Just like just nodding my head, eyes closed.
Yeah, that's
good. Good stuff.
Right,
Eleniel, as he leaves, Eleniel doesn't say it straight away, but she definitely doesn't wait till he's out of earshot to say, is he always like that?
Yeah, he's from another dimension. I don't know, different convention. Maybe it's normal where he's from. You
say, not out of earshot, you said?
Well, he might be. You're not certain.
If I'm noticing that maybe he's not at a veer shot, I will talk. Oh, I can't talk loudly over Pip.
You can't talk loudly.
Yeah. Just like very kind and considerate. Yes, of course he's very kind.
Not
and
his
considered.
Fault. Everyone's, you know, wherever he's from, maybe everyone's rude. I don't know.
All right. And you set off. You ride north a ways. Every now and then, Eleniel stops and gets off the horse. She kneels down, puts a hand on the earth, and you see she spends a little time just kind of taking in the surrounding area. She gets back on and then keeps leading you in a certain direction. Eventually, it doesn't take long. You're only going for like 10 minutes, maybe that. You can hear the sounds of boom, 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 distant explosions, and the earth rumbles beneath you.
Mm.
On the side of Mount Baratok, there is a scar within the earth itself. Barovia has always been hostile, to say the least, but this feels like something else entirely. This scar that runs its course through the forest is made out of blackened, awful stone that looks like it is cursed. Lying upon this stone are mounds and piles and tons of corpses. You see, it looks like two armies, two great massive hosts, slammed into each other at this point, creating kind of like a crest of corpses. It's like they pushed into each other until they almost fused into one. The amount of corpses is incalculable. You look in one direction, you look in the other, it is a solid wall almost of corpse. There are, all of them are soldiers of a sort. Mm-hmm. You see that they fly two different colors. Oh, no, sorry. You see many different banners. But on one of the two sides, you see a great deal of that one banner that you recognize.
Mm.
Yeah, two mighty hosts clashed here. Standing atop the mound, you see a man standing completely alone. All around him, scrambling up the pile, are Pip. You recognize them in an instant. Vampire spawn.
Oh,
there's
fuck.
Dozens of them. They crawl over the corpses like ants over a picnic table. And every now and then, as they move past the corpses, you see one of the corpses jerks, moves, and then turns to look up at this solitary figure. And then By some strange magic, one of the corpses in the pile becomes a zombie, which also begins dragging its way towards the figure. Every now and then, the figure turns and bam, smotes down along the mountain and blasts a massive gouge. After a few of these shots, Hector, you see that this wizard or this sorcerer or whatever, they have tremendous power. With a mere flick of their wrist, entire waves of vampire spawn are destroyed in an instant.
If I see Pip noticing Keening, as soon as I see that, if we're in that sort of like that horse is sort of next to that, maybe I'll just sort of reach out and grab Pip's hand and just give him like a reassuring squeeze.
Pips is absolutely somewhere else right now. I just take the hand without really thinking about it.
He turns, and in what sun there is in Barovia, you get a good look at him. He wears like a worn denim, brown denim coat, beneath which he has just a simple shirt. He wears simple, maybe matching pants. You see he has high boots with spurs on them. Draped over his shoulders, he is wearing a poncho.
Yes.
And on his head, he wears a, for lack of a better term, cowboy hat.
Fuck. Yes.
When he turns around and he points at another group, you see he points his hand in kind of like a pistol-like motion. Obviously, you don't know what a pistol is.
Yeah.
But he points it in a pistol-like motion. And when he starts fanning his own thumb, bursts of fire streak down to hit people down below. He pauses as he sees you entering the clearing. You can see sweat heavy on his brow has made its way down into his thick, wiry, now unkempt beard. When he sees you, shock all over his face, he looks down at your little group and he calls out, "Pip." And then a zombie grabs his arm and sinks its teeth into his arm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm off the horse. I'm off the horse. The moment the...
Let's go to initiative.
I'm off the horse.
Keening cries out in pain, pushes the zombie back, and with his one good hand now, he makes one of those pistol gestures again, and an explosion rocks half of this corpse hill, if you will. When that happens, it loses some stability, and Keening begins sliding down along the corpses. He rolls and comes to a stop. One of the vampire spawn, one of the remaining vampire spawn, stands, looks at him, looks back to you. It's like a feral creature almost. And then it looks up, gazing with purpose towards the top of the pile. At the top of the pile, you can see where Keening was a moment ago, there is another person. You see standing at the top where Keening once was is a quite handsome young elven male. He has wavy blonde hair and a kind smile that does not reach his eyes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He has the sort of appearance that, like, he has the sort of appearance that if you turned a ambush predator into a human being, the sort of appearance they might have.
Okay.
He is also quite clearly a full-fledged vampire. Actually, Pip, sorry, I'll just quickly roll because you might just know who this is. Yeah, Pip, this is Escher. One of Strahd's consorts, one of his top lieutenants. The watery mass got nothing on this
fight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fuck. All right.
That was Keening's turn. Then, Pip, it's your turn.
All right. Can I reach Keening?
Yeah, you can run to Keening if you want.
Okay, I would like to run over to Keening. He's, like, just lying prone, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd like to run over to Keening. I'd like to, like, scoop an arm up under his shoulder so that I'm basically cradling him.
Mm-hmm.
And then take the arm that was bit by the zombie and, like, I look into his eyes and I'm like, Woken, I'm so sorry. And then I'd like to grab his hand and bite it off. Grab it in my jaws and just tear through the bone and the flesh and the sinew.
Why did he do that?
Keening's gray, dusky eyes get wide and then kind of his eyes kind of roll back into his head with pain as you tear his hand and lower arm from his body. That was your turn. It's Cribbit's turn. Cribbit spends his action writing.
Fucking Cribbit, you little frog cunt.
Hector, it's your turn.
Do I know what just happened?
I have told you about zombies hard in the past.
Yeah, that's true.
But if one bites you, you'll get Bogman's frenzy.
Are aware that Kip has been afraid of a disease called Bogman's frenzy.
Okay, cool.
But
you
don't know the specifics.
All right. I'm going to... I feel like such a piece of shit every time I'm casting something holy. But at the same time, I'm like...
Real son of a bitch.
So what's between us and, I guess, Keening and Pip? Or me, Keening and Pip?
There's nothing. But to either side of Keening and Pip right now, there are a total of 5 zombies. 2 on one side, 3 on the other. The 1 vampire spawn. And then Escher. You don't know it's Escher. But you do, like, from context clues alone, you know it's an enemy standing atop the mound.
And I can get... Cast Channel Divinity, turn the unholy, not happy about, I'm so sorry, and make a beeline to these.
How often do you get that back?
That's a short rest, Adam.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Oh, there you go. That's nice. Yeah, that's nice.
Still, Panier will notice it.
Yeah.
Of the 5 zombies, 4 of them begin scrambling away from you in fear. 1 of them does not. Okay. The vampire spawn, the one near... down the bottom, does not become afraid, and Escher does not need to make a roll.
That's good to...
He can't be turned.
Canal. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Was there anything else, Hector?
No, just trying to, like, okay, let's go.
Then it is Elenio's turn.
Let us go.
Well, with that last zombie, then, Elenio starts firing. Twang, twang, critical hit.
Oh.
Mm.
Elenio's first attack. Oh, wow, Elenio's doing pretty fucking well. And then...
Don't need to sound so upset, Adam.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy for you. You've had such a hard time. An easy... Like, you deserve an easy fight.
I would like a no fight. I'd like a day or an hour.
Yeah, that's...
I'd like some downtime. Yeah. That'd be nice.
Palm piercer, quadruple damage, and you are unable to cast spells that rely on somatic components.
Well,
that's not a big deal.
It's poor zombie.
Yeah, the poor zombie. No, that zombie goes down. She blasts that zombie. Oh, fuck, I forgot how they work. No, she doesn't. Never mind.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
She destroys the upper torso of the zombie. The zombie loses 1 arm, and it's... in one of its so much chest that it has lost an entire pectoral that has just been torn away by an arrow. The what's left of the corpse does not stop. It turns Pip to look at you with its bottom jaw missing and its tongue just lolling out from its neck. Then it is the zombie's turn.
At least it can't bite, right?
I would argue it still can inflict Bogman's rot. Bogman's frenzy, whatever I fucking called it.
Yeah, uh-oh.
All right, that's a hit.
Uh-oh.
So, you've got 3 options here.
Uh-huh.
You can make a dexterity saving throw to shift the damage to another part of your body so that you don't... It hurts you, but it doesn't, like, it bites into your armor or something like that so that you're not going to get infected.
Yeah.
You could make a constitution check
to
just resist.
Mm-hmm.
Or, finally, you could make a... it's only the 2 checks.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. So you may make one or the other.
I'll make a dex check.
Dex check?
Yeah.
Right. I'm standing near him. +5.
Okay. Disadvantage.
Finally get to use my fucking dexterity reroll, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's because I fucked it. Wait, roll my skill check with advantage.
All right, so that just balances. Oh, it's not a skill check.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Reroll my dex check then.
All right, you shift it onto a part of your armor. You will still take damage, but you are not going to get infected this turn. You take 6 points of damage.
Fine. That's fine. As long as I don't get Bogman's frenzy.
Is it a disease? What is it?
It's bad.
It's a disease, but it's a magic. This is a 3.5 thing, but I am transporting it into 5th Ed because I like it. It's a magical disease, so you are not protected from it.
With my divine health.
You're protected from other diseases, and
I'm
you will...
I'm just draining Penny left, right, and center.
You will... I just like the idea that no one's immune to this. Escher looks down at you, and then you see he reaches into a pocket, pulls out a pocket watch, opens it up, checks the pocket watch, then shrugs and says... No, actually, he doesn't say anything. He just closes the pocket watch, turns around, and walks away.
Okay. Good. I mean, bad for us in the future, but good now.
All right. And then it is Keening's turn. Keening collapses.
Yeah.
He falls unconscious. Pip, it's your turn.
Okay.
He's bleeding heavily.
Oh, God.
Oh, the vampire's born. Oh, Pip, you're in trouble. Pip, you're in such trouble.
Oh, no.
Pip. The vampire spawn attacks you.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, miss. Trauma class 15?
Yeah.
Miss.
Oh, thank God.
Lucky little bitch. Then it's your turn.
Okay.
Keening is... the vampire spawn is on top of you.
Yep.
And Keening is dying.
Okay. Fuck. All right. Okay. I'm going to... If I stabilize Keening, that's my whole turn, yeah?
Yep.
Is that my movement?
No.
But I'll get attacks of op if I try and flee from both the zombie and the vampire spawn. I stabilize Keening.
I get a bad boy card. You fail to stabilize Keening. Lose a gold, please.
It sounded like you said lose a gold, please.
Lose
a gold, please.
Lose a gold, please.
Wait, what kind of a role is stabilizing?
It's a medicine check. That is a skill check.
But what? Does it fall under a category?
Wisdom.
Reroll with advantage. Fuck you. Get your gold piece back.
Yeah, get your gold piece back. You stabilize Keening.
Oh, thank God.
Was there anything else that you
There's
wanted to do?
There's nothing else I can do.
Okay, cool.
Get wild on Adam. That's what I'm getting.
Then it is a Cribbit's turn. Cribbit is done writing the cool thing that just happened. And he's going to... he's got one first level spell left. He thinks about it. He doesn't even want to get involved in this. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He casts a spell, but he makes it a cantrip. He casts Vicious Mockery, and he's going to viciously mock the vampire spawn. I make myself laugh? You are dumb. Nah, that wasn't a great laugh.
You still made yourself laugh, though.
You're chuckling.
Well, it doesn't matter, because the creature makes its saving throw, so I don't think it takes any damage.
Oh.
Yeah,
waste of a spell.
Waste of a laugh.
Yeah, waste of a chuckle.
Back. This one could have done better, Hector.
Okay, well, I'm going to...
One zombie, one vampire spawn.
Ooh, what do I know? So the zombie got pretty badly by Elenial.
Elenial, yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Okay. Vampire spawn, though. Poor boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to try and... Okay, one... first attack. I'm going to try and swing with my mace. One-handed.
Uh-huh.
At the zombie.
Bang. At the zombie, okay. You hit it.
Mm-hmm.
How much damage do you do? A d6, just...
It's a mace.
Just a mace?
So, was it...
That sucks. You deal 4 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
You cave its head in, and it collapses.
Excellent.
Good job.
And then I will, with my second attack, I will hit the vampire.
No kidding. You miss.
Okay,
the vampire spawn grabs the mace.
I raise my shield.
You're going to need to.
Gross.
That was Hector. It is Elanial's turn. Elanial starts firing. Miss. Arrows just pepper the vampire spawn, but the vampire spawn grabs your shield and then wrenches it in such a way. Elanial just barely misses hitting your arm, Hector.
Cool.
One of the arrows goes in between your ring finger and your middle finger.
Cool shot. Oof,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Baller.
Another arrow splits that one in half. Then the zombie is dead. Well, the zombies are either fleeing or dead.
Yep.
It is the vampire spawn's turn. You see as the vampire spawn's wounds knit and close over. It is going to attack you, Hector.
Great news, Adam.
Get got. That's a hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a miss.
Okay.
It slashes at you with its claws.
What's about to happen?
It starts grappling you, Hector.
Oh, oh good.
You take 11 points of damage.
Excellent news.
You're on 4 hit points.
Yep.
Yep.
And then it begins trying to grapple you.
All right. Okay.
It's dragging you in. It opens its mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is... Pip, your turn.
Do I...
You've seen this before. You know what's about to
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Do vampire spawn care about religious iconography?
I'm going to say, Manuel de Monster says that vampire spawn can... they won't run away, but they will fear a religious symbol if it is presented with genuine... Genuine belief that it will help.
Like, my hand goes to my neck where the little grinning skull like hangs and then goes beyond that to my crossbow and I fire twice.
All right, cool, cool. You hit twice and you will deal quotation marks damage.
Can I make one of them a pinning shot?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
That just reduces its speed.
Unfortunately, it makes the saving throw.
Shit.
It will take 5, 8, 11 points of quotation marks damage.
Okay, alrighty.
That was Pip's turn. It's Cribbit's turn.
Cribbit's got us, right?
He's fine.
Cribbit's got us. Cribbit's our man.
Twang! he hits.
It's magic, too.
Yes.
So it's real damage.
So he deals 7 points of real damage.
All right. That's good.
And after Cribbit fires a crossbow bolt that pierces straight through the creature's arm, Hector, it's your turn.
I would like to cast Sacred Flame into its face.
Okay. Is that a dex saving throw?
Yes.
It fucks it up.
Nice.
How much damage? 2d8?
2d8. It is radiant. Are vampires good against
radiant? Yeah, they hate sunlight.
Radiant damage prevents it from regenerating. So
that's something.
Yeah, that's quite useful. You blast it. The vampire spawn hisses at you. You've definitely made an enemy who was going to try and kill you first. Now,
okay, yeah. Did it stop grappling me?
No. That would be your action.
I see.
Okay.
It is Eleniel's turn. She fires twice and misses twice. Fuck. Mm. She's having trouble hitting it because you are in the way, I'm going to say. She's trying desperately not to hit you. It is the the vampire spawn's turn.
Spawn.
All right, you get bit, buddy.
God damn it.
Fuck.
You get bit. You take 5 points of piercing damage.
Okay. I don't like that there's, you know, like there's just in the cadence of Adam's voice.
Yeah.
You know, and is coming next.
Yeah.
Then you take, you're at 0.
Yeah.
I know that. But you will still take 9 points of necrotic damage. Your maximum hit points are reduced by 9.
Well, I was cutting, I got 2 hit points.
Yeah.
Oh, were you? Okay. Yeah. Well, now you're on 0 hit points.
Okay. I'm resistant to necrotic.
Okay, that's so good. That will be instead 4 points of necrotic damage,
yep.
Which your maximum hit points are reduced by as well.
Okay.
So your maximum hit points is now 76.
Uh-huh, and I'm unconscious?
Yes, you're unconscious.
Okay. Here again. Ah.
Here again. How sweet it is.
Oh, how sweet it is. All my stuff, yet again.
And then the vampire spawn, drinking your blood, regains some hit points.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
The vampire spawn lets go of Hector, who falls to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Keening is unconscious. It's Pip, your turn.
Okay, fuck. Okay, I'd like to call out to Eleniel.
Yeah.
And be like, if you've got any symbol for your god, brandish it now. And then I will fire. I'll fire 2 shots at it, I guess.
Ah, that sucks.
Okay, damn it.
That's really, really bad.
Actually, no, you know, I've got a flame breath left. You fuck the that? Shots. I burn it with my mouth.
All right. It passes its saving throw. How much damage? Oh, I know how much damage you do.
Fuck.
Well, it's only half. I mean, it's still half, sorry.
It's more damage than I would do with my crossbow.
12 halved is 6.
Okay.
All right. You bathe the vampire spawn. It does not like this. It's fighting at the flames, but it unfortunately cannot avoid them.
Yeah. It's because it speeds
not completely, at least. Yeah.
And actually, can I start moving as well?
Yeah, what would you like to move?
Fucking Hector's fallen unconscious, too. Because I got to drag Keening back. All right, we'll kill it first. We'll kill it first. Mm. Yeah. All right.
Hey, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm unconscious.
Yes.
Turn the unholy happened.
Zombies that have been...
Is it... Well, because again, it's not a channeled spell.
Yeah.
So I'm just...
Oh, they are turned until... I think it says until a minute. Does it say a minute or until they take damage?
Yep.
Well, then you're fine.
Okay.
That's fine. That's fine. You know what? Get a good boy caught for being an honest little baby.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Then it is Elainiel's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Elainiel nearly drops her bow, starts fumbling at her breast.
Mm-hmm.
She pulls out on a chain, just like a little medallion. On the medallion is, you see it's split into two halves. At the top half, there is a growing tree. And at the bottom half, there is a fallen tree, which is obviously, it's hard to depict this in such a small space, but you can see it is meant to be like rotted, but giving new life, basically.
Mm.
She holds that up, closes her eyes, and you can see that she's entering a trance again. She begins speaking a tale to the Guardian of the Skies.
Mm-hmm.
The vampire spawn freezes in place and then quite clearly wants to... It moves... By the way, the vampire spawn does not move in a great way.
Yeah.
It moves almost like a stop-motion creature.
Oh, God.
The vampire spawn freezes in place for a second and then it makes like a... biting noise, and you can see it's trying to make its way towards Elainiel, but it can't. It can't actually get any closer to Elainiel. It's like there's a force field almost. Elainiel begins sweating heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Cribbit rushes over and tries to... we're going to go out of initiative.
Uh-huh.
The vampire spawn cannot get any closer, but Elainiel cannot hold this up forever.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Cribbit's going to try and help you move.
Okay.
Is that going to stabilize me?
Oh, yeah. You want to quickly... Oh, no. Oh, Cribbit, you beautiful little bastard. I gorgeous, beautiful,
love this.
You.
I love this little grunt.
Cribbit saved the last one. You gain 5 hit points.
Yes.
Hector?
Yes.
Oh my God. Coming through with the fucking little.
Cribbit.
Oh my God. I was like, should I use this spell? Fucking hell.
Cribbit, you king.
Cribbit is king.
I look at the vampire just gnashing its teeth.
We need to go.
And I just grab Keening and I help drag.
In the brief moments that it took for you to recover, the vampire spawn completely heals. It's like you didn't even hurt it.
Cool. Good stuff.
Great. Let's go. Go.
All right.
Go.
You, Elainiel, holds position until you're kind of behind her. Then she slowly begins marching backwards. The vampire spawn, every time Elainiel takes a step back, it takes a step forward, but it's not as much of a step forward.
Okay.
It's always trying to get closer, but you're always making a little bit more distance. Elainiel stumbles for a brief moment, and in that moment, the vampire spawn...
Maybe when she stumbles, I tap Hector on the shoulder, and I'm like, pull out yours.
What?
Whatever religious icon you follow. You picked her a pannier.
I grab my necklace, my medallion, and I start praying the pannier.
You know what it's like now. When pannier does this shit, fuck, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like casting this spell, if you will, is like you need to physically do it. It's like you are actually holding the vampire spawn back. It takes as much effort to hold the vampire spawn back with your faith as it would to do it with your fucking hands. That Elainiel could do it for so long, you are impressed, to be honest.
I just bite down.
Between you and Elainiel, you are able to tag team the vampire spawn until finally you lose sight of it and you are able to break and run.
Get on the horses and run.
All right. You make your way back towards Valakai.
Ooh.
You ride long. You ride hard and fast as you can, and eventually you can see Valakai. The Slavich Woods part, and you can see Valakai in the distance, with Keening slumped, unconscious, over the horse, all of you bedraggled and exhausted. At first, Valakai looks like, even though you are wanted criminals, Valakai is like home safe.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh my god.
At least we but have then, the cat, what?
You see from the western half of Valakai, massive plumes of black smoke. Something awful is happening in Valakai.
Oh no.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The Further Adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.